The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Second hour off the beaten path. Today's date is the 31st day of January 2021. Go back to the phones here. Let's talk to Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, you on? Mark, are you there?
There we are. You there?
There you are.
Okay. Well, thank you, Steve, very much. And by the way, your music is very inspiring, but at the same time, very tranquil, very relaxing. Thank you for that.
I think that's I really needed that today. So,
yeah, I agree. Yeah. And I could. And by the way, last week I was going through the same stuff, man. So I think we're in sync, and hopefully a lot of listeners are in sync because you know, we've got all this stuff going out there, but we got to focus on what's going on inside of us and be calm. We got to be calm. Otherwise, this stuff will drive us crazy in our head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, on the note, and being that you're a medical professional, and being that you're also, I believe you're a Navy vet, right? You're Navy.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I just did the 4 years. That's it. Just 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So Air did Force. I. I'm a Navy vet too. You were Air Force. Okay.
Yeah, I was.
So,
Air Force.
What I want to bring up is on the same note, and a lot of people. I don't know if there's probably many veterans in the audience, but some may not know this. The largest healthcare provider in the United States is the U.S., the VA healthcare system. And I don't know if you've had any interaction with the VA or know of.
Actually, I did about 2 years ago. I actually did. I had a procedure done there. Two procedures, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, actually, it was a pretty decent experience. I couldn't believe it because all the workup prior to that, of course, Trump talked about all the VA and the problems and the backups and not seeing people fast enough. And I think he shook some people up on that. And by the time I got into the system and had to use them, it was actually pretty efficient. And then again, they kind of slid back again later on. But there was a short period of time there that they actually started to look like a really pretty good hospital and organization for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I've also noticed that too, but it took a long while to get there. But yet, I'm going to tell you that what I've experienced in the last couple of years, my sense of it is okay. And the medical stuff is good. Okay, the medical, mm-hmm. physical, I think those are good. But the majority of veterans don't go to the VA for medical for the physical medical. The majority of veterans go to the VA for mental health.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know that. And, but the problem with, and see, I look at it, it's the medical industrial complex. Uh-huh. And I've mentioned this recently with this COVID thing, this virus thing, this vaccine thing. It's, the iron fist in the velvet glove. Well, here we have the iron fist in the latex glove. And, if they force that upon us, then, it all looks good. But back to the deal about, all these charities and stuff, what they do is they hook the good American people through trust and goodwill. Trust and goodwill. Right. And those that you trust, you don't suspect that they would dare do wrong or steal from you or deceive you or anything like that, right?
Right.
But if you've ever, until or unless a person has ever experienced being bamboozled by somebody that they should be able to trust without question,
that's right.
Then they won't really get it, and they'll never get it until they've been bamboozled. By the and the roundabout's been going round about enough for long enough now that a lot of people have been bamboozled by those that they trust, and that includes all these charities. You know, how many pink ribbons do we have to have before we solve cancer? Cancer was already solved a long time ago.
Well, I agree with you on that. I totally agree with you that the cure for that is being held back. And the only person I know who's ever been cured from cancer who came out was former President Jimmy Carter. And so I know there's a cure. I know there's a cure.
Yeah, but there's a lot more money to be made on stretching it out and you know, the carrot
exactly.
forever down the golden path. Yeah, well, one day we'll get there. But how much insurance you got, by the way? How much insurance you got?
My insurance?
Oh, well, no, I'm just joking. I'm saying it as if
that's okay. By the way, are you still in the system? Are you still in the VA system?
Yeah. Why?
Okay. Are they pushing the vaccine? If you don't get the vaccine, that they'll pull medical care from you. Are they putting you in that situation if you don't take their COVID vaccine, that they will not see you as a patient for anything else?
Not yet.
You think they will? You think they will?
Oh, I think they will. But I've already given the warning. The current executive director of the Philadelphia VA is a former Navy admiral, a female, and she was before that. She was a nurse at the Philadelphia VA for 9 years.
Right.
And I've given her a heads up. I said, well, there's going to be a lot of guys and gals, they ain't going to go for it. So if that's what please know, I'm giving you a heads up. If that's the direction you're going, I'm saying no, and I'm going to spread the word. Because if you do that, we're going to have a problem. So forcing us to take something that it should be a choice, not a demand.
I agree. And you understand that Pfizer and Moderna was giving emergency authorization. This has not reached final authorization by the FDA. They were giving emergency orders only. This has not gone through the final phases of expiration to make sure that this is a safe vaccine. They were giving emergency orders to give the vaccine.
You cannot
sue the manufacturer if something goes terribly wrong. I mean, there's enough red flags to saying I'm really not willing to play Russian roulette. I'm not sure why people would take this risk of understanding that you can't sue these people if something goes wrong.
Well, exactly. You can't hold them accountable, and that's what I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
The third party entities that they're there, that they'll promote to the public that they're here to help veterans, helping veterans, and many of them are not for profits, right? But behind the scenes, they're keeping two sets of books, and they're ripping the public off, and they're not supporting vets. With good long-term viable potential success for helping them get things going. So but there's one other thing I wanted to say that I forgot what it was, but the VA, what was I going to say? Darn it. I lost my train of thought.
All right. That happens to me all the time.
So it'll come back in a second. So what else is going to say? Now I lost it. Anyway, but thank you, Steve, for opening up the channel. So please, with these third-party entities that are supporting veterans, you got to look deep and ask veterans. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. Yeah, no accountability. What's the recourse? This was going to bring up about the VA. Now, you had a good experience with the VA, but if a veteran or veterans have a bad experience with the VA, what do you do? What's your recourse? What's your path to find resolve? There is none, because the people that work at the VA system, they're looking out for each other. And at least at this VA, I'm telling you, now there's some, and by the way, there's some good professional, caring people in the VA system, but they are not the majority. I believe many of them are gaming the system, and they don't give a darn about veterans. And that's why, by the way, whenever I interact with any of these people in the VA system, I get to know a little bit about them. Oh, were you a veteran? Oh, was your family a veteran? If I know that they're either a veteran or their family's a veteran, they might tend to care more. They might right. connect the dots and help you. Right. If not, I'm very wary because, if you dare speak up for something that's important, and by the way, this coronavirus thing, something happened in this last year with a group of veterans, and the guys spoke up, and they were reprimanded for speaking up. And mm-hmm. and the director of the VA hospital, the executive director I just mentioned, the admiral, former female admiral, she didn't do anything about it. And I'm looking at figuring out what we can do to bring it to her attention that she needs to do something about it, because we're not going to stand for that. And we veterans have got to stand together. The common people have got to stand together for whatever happens that's wrong to one of us. And if they're doing it to one, they could do it to many. And we got to stop. We just got to say no and stop. Don't let them do it. So I have a tendency not to trust I don't trust the pharmaceutical industry at all. That's it. Because right. the FDA, many people don't know this, the FDA, look at the roots where the FDA started. It was Rockefeller that started the FDA. I forgot what it was called to begin with. But then, and so he created that to basically approve, you know, he would be the approver of whatever they concocted. And so now you see these commercials on whatever drug it is, and it's got so many it's got all these side effects, including death, right? It's like who would trust that? I mean, you can't, you know. And if you have multiple prescriptions, there's no way they would know how those are going to interact. So that's why they always say, well, it could cause death, right? You know, in very small print or very very quick, you know. So. Anyway, but I appreciate you as a professional trying to do your best to uphold a high standard for care, and I'm hoping that they don't try to. I mean, they're trying to compromise people in the industry, forcing you guys to take vaccines or else you know show you the door. And now is that happening with you? I'm not sure right now.
You can have exemptions. They got signed exemptions, and so far that's not come to that. But now we got this new occupant in the White House, and he probably will be leaning on hospitals to say the agenda. You know, we must vaccinate the entire herd, and that's what you're thought of as cattle right now. You know, I can say that I actually had COVID. Let's see, I did. I think I already have it. I think I already had it. I healed myself up, which means I have now natural immunity. Antibodies to it. So why would I take it if I've already had it? All those people who actually had it and then healed themselves and recovered have natural immunity. So what excuse can you give now to say you must take it anyway? You see what I'm saying here? That points right away to an agenda. If you're told you must take it anyway.
Yeah. It's like a magic trick. They're deceiving you with the left hand, but they got the right hand over here. Follow the right hand. Watch the right hand. Right.
Right.
But none of it made sense to me to begin with. And when they start shutting things down, and I come from Midwest and family owned mom and pop restaurant business. And when this thing first came on, I said the first thing hit me in the gut, Steve. It's like the mom and pops will not be able to ride this out for very long. And look what's happened. So the deal is a medical concern, but yet it's destroying the middle. It's destroying the middle class. Destroying our
He's already said he's going to increase the taxes on the middle class. You're going to have two classes. You're going to have the upper class, the elites. You're going to have everybody else the same, poor. Yeah, there's not going to be a middle class if he's successful.
Yeah, they're destroying the heart of the economic engine of America,
yes,
which is private business, small business, mom and pops, right. The entrepreneurs, you know. Yep. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. Thank you, Steve, for keeping on and asking the keen questions and daring us to think it through and say no to baloney. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. You know, you realize this, think about this. You have 434 members in the, on the House, and the House of Representatives, 435. Yeah, 435 members in the House and 100, of course, senators in the Senate. So 535 total. They all got their vaccine. Remember, they had to go on TV and show you, look, we're have our masks on. We're going to get our vaccine, and we're all in this together. Do you realize of that 535 people in the Congress, zero adverse reaction? What's the chance of that? Think about it. Zero adverse reactions. Congress, 535. You know why? Well, you can't have adverse reactions when you get a normal saline shot, a saltwater shot, can you? It's the fraud. Again, more fraud. They're telling you it's safe. We're going to take it. You should take it. These are lawyers, for God's sakes. They make their lives, they make their money suing people for product liability. That's what they did before they went to Congress. Many of them shysters, the ambulance chasers. They make their money suing people. And now you have a corporation here, a pharmaceutical, zero liability, blanket immunity from a lawsuit if their vaccine harms or kills somebody. You think a lawyer is going to go for that? They're always a lawyer. Congress is always a lawyer. They're not going to settle for that. They took their saline shot, and that's what they got. That's why you have zero adverse reactions from the entire Congress. Not one sick person. And Fauci saying he didn't feel good after taking his shot is a liar. He never took it either. You're taking his word on it. The man's lied about everything. Day one, masks don't work. Oh, now I'm saying masks work. Oh, two masks work even better. Yeah, let's drive up your CO2 level to a point where you start to pass out. I hear Planned Parenthood is suggesting wearing two condoms. Make sure you don't get her pregnant. Guys will be showing up in the ER with gangrene on their penises. No circulation. Two condoms. How much more fraud do we need to take? How much more fraud are you willing to accept? Zero adverse reactions in Congress. But you take the vaccine. Going back to the phones here. Layla in Canada, you're on. Let's see here. Let me go back up. You know, my screen always dropped down, and I've got Chris after Layla. Actually, I got Mitchell after Layla and Chris after that. Okay, let's take Mitchell then. Mitchell in Tennessee.
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
I just got a little worked up. I've got to cool down here. What's going on with you?
I don't like it. Hey, Steve, let's do something real quick. A lot of times your theme is fraud. Let me go ahead and define that term, fraud. Okay. A person or thing intended to deceive others, typically by unjustifiably claiming or being credited with accomplishments or qualities. There's sort of an elephant in the room here. You guys keep talking about they're going to do this, they're going to do that. The question is, we're talking about the government. So We talked a few weeks back, and I set like 7 or 8 bullet points proving that the government's not legitimate. I think you agreed with me that the government is not legitimate. Mike Rivera says the government's not legitimate. I say the government's not legitimate. So why do we keep talking like it is legitimate?
I'm not talking like it is. I never have said it's legitimate. It's not working in my best interest. It's not working in your best interest. I don't have a solution. What do you want to do? You want to get an army? You want to go storm Washington? I don't know what to do.
Don't give me ideas, but we can talk about that later, maybe not on the phone. But the thing is the question is government fraud? That's what we're looking at here.
Yes. There's no bigger thief than government. There's no bigger thief than government. They steal through taxation.
The question is, if the government's not legitimate, there's no such thing as legitimate political authority. And so why do we keep talking about who we're going to vote for next?
We're not. I'm not voting anymore. I told you I'm done. I'm not voting. It's scammed.
We have no allegiance or we have no obligation to anything. What do they say? A politician is nothing but a person whose opinion is backed up by a gun. You know, we don't have any obligation to these people if indeed the government is no longer legitimate.
I praise what you're saying. Everything you're saying is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Okay. How much time do I have?
You got a commercial break coming up right now. I'll bring it right back after the commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
On the phone here in Tennessee. Here, make it kind of fast. I've got three more behind you there, Mitchell. I understand where you're coming with. It's not a legitimate government. We agree it's not a legitimate government. Voting is a scam. I'm not going to vote anymore. So what else you have planned?
What it comes down to is the words consent of the governed. Did anyone really consent to be governed, or did 100% of us consent to be governed? This is going to take us back. We've talked about illegitimacy in 2021 now. Now let's go back to the beginning of 1776. And that's the only, the Declaration of Independence, the only document where I can find anywhere where it says we consented to be governed. And by the way, that was written by, who the person who said that was just his claim, with Thomas Jefferson at age 33. That was a young boy.
Okay.
So the point is, real quick, I want to ask you, it says here, we hold these truths to be self-evident, mm-hmm. self-evident, mm-hmm. that all men mm-hmm. are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that right. among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Now, I called Ralph right. Winterud back on mm-hmm. November the 4th, and I asked him, are those the only unalienable rights, or are there more than just those three? And here's mm-hmm. what he said. Okay. The Constitution is written generic to cover broadband because you can't identify everything. So he's saying that you can't identify all the unalienable rights. So here's my dilemma, because right okay. after it says life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, it says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. In other words, they consented to be governed if the government could secure the rights. If the rights cannot be enumerated, if the rights cannot all be identified, how do you secure something that you can't identify? And moreover, this in regards to security, you can't. So basically, I could build an argument that the people did not consent to be governed because you can't prove that you're going to secure the rights because you don't have them enumerated. Mm-hmm. And even when you get to the Constitution, you know, the Fifth Amendment and things like, you know, Vietnam War and conscription, that's not securitization of the unalienable rights. So I would build an argument that no one did consent to be. A lot of us are not consenting to be governed. It's not true, and I would maintain that's fraud, and that's your theme that you're talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, if we continue down the path we're on right now, Mitchell, the Constitution will not stand anyway. It'll be ripped to shreds.
Why don't we start over? That's what
I would have. Starting over, what? Putting the same people back in government to have power over you? No term limitations? Continuing that pathway again? Wouldn't that be the definition of insanity?
See, yes, I would agree with that. But it says in that same document, Declaration of Independence, and John Stadtmiller got mad at me. It just basically says, when the government becomes despotic, throw off such a government. And it says, set up a new guard for your future security. That does not say necessarily bloody revolution. It doesn't specify how to throw it off. And it does not say what type of government, or if any kind of government, to set up. Everybody assumes that you're thinking, that means you want a Marxist communist. No, it doesn't specify. There's no specificity. So it's up to us. But what everybody's seeing now, it is time to throw this off. It is despotic.
I agree, it's time to throw it off. But the problem is, where we thought we could throw it off through fair elections, we can't do that.
That's over. So what are we going to do?
Right.
We're in a dilemma. We need to be having
a great
discussion.
Question. The revolution starts, I guess. I don't know. There's no other way.
Either.
There's no other way to get it back other than the revolution
itself. I agree
itself.
With you.
I don't
it's
know
over.
Else. How. We can't vote
it's
them
over.
Out.
We're flailing in the wind. But the last thing, Steve, the thing that bugs the hell out of me, as we flail in the wind, not knowing exactly what to do, knowing that something needs to be done, we are perilously close to being forced to get a damn shot that could potentially kill us. So we're running out of time.
Yeah, you're running out of time, but you got to remember your Second Amendment rights, okay? And I'm not talking about war, but I'm talking about it's your body. It's your property, okay? It's yours. It's nobody else's, and you have to make decisions based on what's good for you, okay? Nobody's coming to my house to knock on the door saying, you're going to take this. It ain't going to happen. And I think there's enough people in this country who believe the same way I do that they're not going to. They're going to be happy to knock off the stupid sheeple who are rolling their sleeves up without questioning. They'll be happy to knock off a good portion
of the
population.
When all these people storm who's the violator? If I'm living my life and these people want to get in my face, I'm not the violator. I'm basically exercising my right of self-defense.
Yes, you are.
And that's what that says, throw off such a government. It's basically talking about self-defense. The Second Amendment is talking about your right of self-defense. John Badak versus the United States of America, the Supreme Court, it talks about you have use up to and including lethal force if the police are trying to do something they don't have a right to do. It's all about self-defense. So, you know, we're not talking about bloody violence or anything. We're talking about self-defense. What are we supposed to do if who are the violators? Which brings a good question. You talk about this thing at the Capitol on January the 6th. Who are the violators? The people stormed the Capitol.
Mitchell,
who are
Mitchell,
the violators?
Mitchell, these people will probably resort to violence to get their vaccines out. But here's what they can do. You remember we're going on the digital currency. Not the way you want it, but it's going to go digital currency. They can simply freeze your accounts. and penalize you and give fines, take money out of your account until you finally comply.
Nope.
I appreciate your call. Appreciate your call. I need to get going here, break time, and I got more callers on the line, but I appreciate your call, Mitchell. Thanks again.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Go back to the phones here. We still have Layla in Canada on the line there. Welcome, Layla. Okay, that's fine. I don't either. I guess I can't go back up and down. Let's take Chris in Vegas. Chris, is Chris there?
I am. Good evening, Chris. Steve.
Hey, Chris.
And in keeping with your commentary on fraud topic, I think that's a very good one.
Our life is full of it.
Absolutely. And that's, I'm going to support it for you. In fact, Mitchell's previous call, the word term government is a compound word. Governmentum is where it comes from, which means govern, which means control the mind. So government is an illusion in the minds of men, and we can stop consenting, stop obeying, stop conceding to do what government tells us, be belligerent claimants. But more importantly, when we read the lawyer's books, the Corpus Juris Secundum, especially in the preface in particular, we find that they are really just actors on the stage, and they fill whatever role is available, whether it's judge, prosecutor, defender, or counselor, or whatever else it might be, and give us the illusion they're doing something for us, and all they're really doing is preying upon the trust me concept, which I think in Yiddish means F you, but they are there to get the money by any means or schemes they can conjure up to make you believe they can defend you. Now, there are some out there that actually do a good job of defense. I don't talk bad about them, but the bulk of them are there for predatory purposes to prey upon those that they take unfair advantage of. In fact, you were speaking earlier about the injection ruse and the VA. The VA is a private-for-private profits corporation. Therefore, it has no obligation to do other than just whatever they have to do in order to get your trust and get the money from the government they prey on to line their own pockets at in the guise of giving you customer service. Further, there is a book by Eustace Mullins called Murder by Injection. It has a lovely pale purple metallic cover on it. And Eustace Mullins was mentored by Ezra Pound, who was a prisoner at St. Elizabeth's criminal infirmary for the psychiatrically impaired and insane in Elizabeth Island, New Jersey. And Mr. Mullins was mentored, and he was the only man ever fired from being a clerk at the Library of Congress, where he was sleeping in the bowels thereof and doing research in the middle of the night at the direction of Ezra Pound. And so when we understand that the law trade is nothing but a fraud in itself, because you have all these actors posing in different roles to dupe the people and give you the impression that they have authority over you, that they are going to present your interest or represent your interest in their own interest, whether they're whatever role they're acting in, if you can't defend yourself, then you're probably going to get whatever they can mete out to you and think that you're deserving of. And if you run out of money, then they'll say, oh, we had them on the ropes, but if you don't have any more money or somebody can help you out, I guess we can't go any farther, and we got to give this one up and walk away. You have to find somebody else to defend you because they got all the money already.
Yeah. Well, let me say one thing about lawyers. Most of them are inept, and I'm going to tell you why they're inept. Most of them are always looking for an out-of-court settlement. They don't want to go to court. They don't want to debate the law because they don't know the law. They don't know it very well. They love the out-of-court settlements that they don't have to do their jobs. I have yet to find any lawyer that really wants to dig in deep and defend the law. They want that common ground. They want to find the out-of-court settlement. They don't want to do their jobs because they don't know the law.
I don't dispute what you said there. In fact, they're always wanting to make a plea agreement. Let's make a deal.
Yep, let's
get
make
you
a deal.
To concede to accept something or other, some modest victory for them to put another notch on their lawyer guns. And also, when we look at the so-called mint ill health trade, the sick minds of these people who want to dupe us and think they can do something to heal your sick mind, which is pretty preposterous in and of itself, when you read the DSM-4 and 5, Diagnostic Symptoms Manual in particular, you'll find that all the words in there are all subjective, interpretive, arbitrary, capricious, and predatorily avaricious. So they can prey upon your lack of competence, knowledge, and therefore they can fill you full of nonsense and tell you that they've solved your problems or that you need to take these drugs, and the psychotropic drugs will make you feel like there's really something really is wrong with you.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you're right, because nobody talks about the 21 soldiers that commit suicide every day. That's like off the radar. Nobody even talks about that anymore. And these people that come back from military and they go right into law enforcement, in your local law enforcement. My God, these guys are a loose cannon. These guys can't turn off the kill switch. they're all on medication, ready to pull that trigger. You know, Barney Fife that wants to shoot somebody, rather than de-escalate, they want to escalate. These are scary people. These are very scary people.
Well, and Steve, you know, you talked about the conundrum of not knowing where to go. I found myself in the same position. They've tried to murder me twice with egregious abuse of the mass deadly force. And whenever the police are the ones that are trying to murder you, along with the prosecutors and the governor and so on and so forth, who do you go to? The FBI is corrupt. All they do is invent crimes or try to frame the blame on somebody and claim they solved the crime when they set them up with all the tools, the instruments, the equipment, and gave them the scenario to carry out while these psycho and disabled people that they find easy to prey upon and put it in there. But thank you so much for letting me chime in, Steve. I support your premise that we are living in a world of fraudsters and there is nothing true in the Matrix. We're building the empire of lies, and they're running amok.
I agree. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for the call. I wonder what the approval rating is for Congress right now. It was one time 11%. It's got to be lower than that now, especially after the fraud of this election and the people who did not stand up, who should have stood up and called out the fraud. Those people, those GOP, those rhinos who failed to stand up for the rule of law and stand up for the people in their districts. Despicable human beings. But they're going to be out of a job soon. So that's how stupid they are playing the game with the Democrats, is if they play a little patsy here, they'll let me keep my job. You're out, baby. You're out. You're gone. Mitt Romney, you're history. You are history. Mitch McConnell, you are history. Fools. Back to the phone lines here. Bruce in Texas.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear
you. How you doing?
Good.
Okay, good. Hey, just on that point that you just made, you ever notice that the our enemies, or not our enemies, but our government's enemies, such as going from Z to Putin, and then he can roll back to Saddam Hussein and maybe put in Assad, and he can go all the way back to Adolf Hitler. You notice all these leaders have something in common, that they're very popular with their people.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
you're right.
And
you're exactly right.
Nation states. Yeah, for all their.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Bruce, because Paul Craig Roberts had an article I read a couple days ago, and he talked about the plan, the formulating the plan, how it all worked out. And Donald Trump gave a lot away in the campaign up to the election, 2016 election, talked about bringing normal relations with the United States, with Russia and other countries, that they were a little bit not that good relations. And if you understand that the United States government, the Defense Department, always must have an enemy to validate the need for increasing their budgets. And so the whole thing kind of set up perfect. They were going to kill two birds with one stone, as Paul Craig Roberts said. And I agree with 100%. They set it up. First of all, the Pentagon does not want normalcy relations with China or Russia. They don't want Russia at all. They've got another Cold War coming on, or more. They would like to, but that would be a stupid move because Russia is not somebody to toy with. They're very strong. They're very powerful. They could probably annihilate the United States. But the fear factor of it will keep the keep them happy, keep their budgets inflated. So they had this situation here. Not only they're going to kill two birds with one stone, they won't have normalcy. They can't have Trump follow through with normal relations with China, with Russia. And if he starts to be too kind to Putin, it looks like he is a Russian insider, working for the Russians, you know, a diplomat for the Russians. So he couldn't do that. So he had to play the game also of what the Pentagon wanted him to do. And then they decided to use the Russiagate against him, that he was a Russian informative agent. The whole thing was all manufactured. This is, you talk about real true conspiracies? My God, that's the king of them all right there. That Hillary, Obama, and all these people got together, Steele, all these people got together and said, let's manufacture this, and this is all going to work to our favor. Where they didn't win the 2016 election, they made sure that in 2020 they would not make the same mistakes twice. And this time, even blatant over-the-top fraud, election fraud, voter fraud, they don't even care because they locked it in, secured it at all angles, that they couldn't look at the evidence. They could not decide investigate. It's over. It's done. The system is broken. It was always broken. I really hold Trump accountable for this because he mentioned it in 2000, before 2016 election. He mentioned the system was broke. It was broken 2016. 3 million more votes, illegal votes came for Hillary. Those were illegal votes. Okay, it's broken. You've identified it. Fix it. Why did you wait? Makes no sense to me. You acknowledge a problem, but you don't fix it.
Yeah, that's what he did. He put a lot of hope in a lot of people, including myself, that we would start to reverse this slide. But he pointed it out, and then he sat on his hands, partially because of Russiagate, like you said.
Yeah.
But we talked about, ever since 9/11, I think I mentioned it to you before. I used to be a firefighter paramedic, and I was on duty the day before 9/11. So I woke up. Someone called on the phone, told me to look at the TV, and I saw all that happen. And then the years that followed, I joined the 9/11 Truth Movement. And we had hope back then that, if we expose enough of this, then maybe we can stop the second one, at least wake up some people. And this Capitol assault thing has all the earmarks almost of like another 9/11. You had, you have a certain group that you want to demonize that have legitimate grievances, so you put actors or whatever, you stage an event, and you pin it on them. And then you demonize them in the media. You raise, the specter of, they're terrorists, and the Patriot Act, and we're going to go after these terrorists. And
Biden's new plan now for domestic terrorism includes Trump supporters.
Trump supporters, and look how it played out. We had failures of the Capitol Police. We didn't recognize the fact, or we tried to get the assets, but we failed and what have you. And just like 9/11, they sent the Air Force away, and we had all these quote-unquote intelligence failures. Baloney, you have a rally that's going to be of that size, and you don't have a couple of ranks of riot people in riot gear at the Capitol just in case. And that means that then you actually open up the gates and let the people in. I mean, it's the second 9/11, and that was aimed at us.
It is. Exactly. That's a good portrayal. That's exactly what you've got, a second 9/11. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
That's what it is. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. If there's anybody else.
Appreciate y'all. Yeah. That's a good observation. Yeah. I've heard that before. It is the second 9/11, no doubt about it. All very willing participants, the D.C. police, the D.C. mayor. I've even got somebody who's got a video of it, and I'm going to have him on the show. He videotaped the D.C. Metro police opening the gates, allowing Antifa in. So there you go. We got it on video. I'll have him on the show. Back to the phones here. Francis in North Carolina. My God, I haven't talked to you in a while. Hello, Francis.
Hello there, kiddo.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? What isn't?
Living in the world of fraud.
You what?
Living in a world of fraud.
Oh, I got a better one than that. You remember there was a song that Phil Collins did a long time ago called World of Illusion or Confusion? Yeah, World of Confusion.
State of Confusion. State of Confusion.
Yeah. How about World of Illusion? But anyway... Yeah. That's neither here nor there, but it does. It is a relative song, though, if you actually think about it and listen to it, although it was made comically. as far as this whole political tripe goes, as far as the whole corona tripe is concerned and so forth, with the mind control mask and so forth, ad nauseum, I mentioned about this to people. Some people agree. Some people are like, that doesn't do any good. If you want to stop, put a shock to the system itself. If you want things to change, there's one simple thing you can do. Stop voting for the best actor or whoever you thought was the best actor, for that matter.
Well, Francis, I'm going to stop you right there and say, why vote at all? Dominion. Now, my wife talked me into this last one here, and I told her there's a lot of fraud, but... Let's do overwhelmingly. We must vote in large numbers, the mass numbers, so they can't steal it, and they stole it anyway.
No, Exactly. I don't care if it's Dominion. I don't care if it's Diebold. I don't care what name they give the stupid voting machines anymore. It doesn't matter. It's all a complete joke. If people want to send a shockwave to the system and say, we've had enough, we know who you are, we know what you're about, it's over. Stop voting for the tripe. Period. I mean, depending on how old you are, if you're like 20 or younger, you're not going to get the picture. But if you're older than that, I hate to use age for an analogy, but if you're older than that, then doggone, after a number of decades of seeing the same tripe over and over again with each consecutive administration, I don't care who it is, because everybody that works in D.C., for whatever reason it is a Satanist, period, pure and simple. If you were not, then get the hell out of D.C. because you don't belong there. Period. So I've had that discussion with people a long time ago with some other talk show hosts. And again, if you want to send a shockwave, stop it. Stop playing the game. You're being played. Period. Snap out of it. I'd slap you if I could, but let this be an electronic slap in the face instead. And wake up. I don't care which brew of coffee you use, it apparently ain't waking you up enough. So guess what? Snap out of your stupor. And it's not because of the full moon or new moon or whatever else have you. So get with it. Act like the adult that you were supposed to be with a full-grown brain and actually use that brain for something more than a hat rack. And with that, you have a great week. Play hard. Stay warm and all that kind of good stuff. Of course, you're in Florida, so you're going to stay warm regardless.
Yeah,
so anyway.
It's nice down here. It's nice. Francis, thanks for your call. Appreciate that. We're going to go back to the phones here. We've got, looks like, one last caller, Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're going to be my last caller probably. So what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Steve. Great show. And now for the rest of the story. Dr. Wallach.
Paul Harvey.
Has,
okay.
Yeah. Back to Jerry Lewis. Doc Wallach, that guy is a close friend and mentor of mine. I've been working with him since 2010, and he has sued the FDA 10 times and won with his own money. He started a nutritional supplement company, and he has not taken a check since he started in 1997. And Jerry Lewis was given Doc's research on muscular dystrophy, muscular sclerosis, all the brain disorders. And he was ecstatic. He took all that data to the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation, and that Kathy Gall was right. They fired him because they don't want the cure. They want the money. So
yeah.
Jerry Lewis had a gag order or a non-disclosure agreement. Mm-hmm. They sent him on a worldwide cruise, and they could not make a cent. Well, they made a few cents, but the telethons were recorded after that without Jerry Lewis. They could, he made them, right? And he did love those kids. He wanted those kids to be healed.
Yeah.
And so Doc has been reversing. See, the beauty of it, he not only can prevent muscular dystrophy, he can reverse it. And he has been for decades. It is incredible. So I've got a website. It's called wallachsway.com, and all that information is there. Check it out. Doc can reverse those kidney stones that you were suffering from, and prevent you from ever having them ever again. And I'll tell you what, over 900 diseases this man can reverse with these nutritional protocols. I'm telling you, it is incredible. And the man is 81 years old today, and he's like a 50-year-old.
All right. I appreciate
awesome.
Your call. Hey, thanks again. Let me get some things real quick here. We only got a couple of minutes left, and then Keith Rogers coming up next after my show with his show Perception Management. You want to check him out. He's going to be talking about some good CIA stuff in the past history here. Always good to know. I've noticed I haven't heard anything about the military taking the vaccine. I know you can't have a sick army, can you, to defend the nation? So I don't think they're going to give the vaccine to the military. If they are, I have not heard a word about any adverse reactions in our military. So they, maybe they have, and maybe they're keeping this kind of stuff hush-hush. But common sense is you don't want a sick military. You want a strong military. And I can't imagine that this vaccine's being given to the military at all. I will tell you that my wife is working with a couple girls. They've all taken their second shot, and it appears that the second vaccine of the COVID virus vaccine is the one that's the ass kicker. And a couple of the girls took it, second shot, and they did not come back to work for 2 to 3 days. One of the records records having 103.3 temperature. Now, that's not a low-grade fever. That's pretty serious stuff. Axillary lymph nodes were very, very swollen. A major, major adverse reaction with a 103.3 temperature. I would love to do have the capability to do a complete blood count, a CBC, prior to taking the vaccine, 12 hours after the vaccine, do another CBC, and 24 hours after that, do another CBC. I would love to see that white count. I'd love to see the platelet count. We've heard about the doctor in Miami, Florida, who died from a hemorrhagic stroke, 56 years old, and basically internally bled to death, a system thing, a situation called DIC, a disseminated intravascular coagulation. There's another one called purpura. It's like the sister to DIC. Bled to death. Platelets, would never heard exactly the number of platelets. 150 to 450,000 is a normal platelet count. We don't know what he was. Below 10,000, you start to spontaneous bleed. So he was evidently a lot less than 10,000 on the platelet count. With some serious stuff, you're playing with the DNA. You are genetically modifying. You're changing things. This is going to have a very, very, very bad effect on many of the elderly. And I thought about the elderly who are also taking the yearly flu vaccine on top of later on scheduling this COVID vaccine here. My neighbor took it, 73 years old. He's got Parkinson's. I'm going to talk him out of the second one. He talked to him tomorrow. A very bad thing. Across the nation, they're showing a death count, and the age group is 76.5 years old. These people are elderly. They are having very weak immune systems to begin with. Many, many underlying health problems and comorbidities. They are not going to do well with this vaccine. Not that you'd be better off just staying home and staying out of the public crowds than take this vaccine. But, the TV is doing a great job. The media is doing a super job on convincing people using fear that this is the thing you need to take. People are dying. My God, they're dying. Yes, they're dying. A lot of people die. When you get to be 75, 80 years old, you could die. But is it related to this? Paul Craig Roberts doesn't believe that there actually has been an isolation of the COVID virus itself. He believes what actually happens here is what we're seeing, a variation of the regular seasonal flu associated with different pneumonias, maybe even TB and other respiratory disorders. I happen to agree with that theory, that people are dying of normal or just respiratory diseases, but that can't shut down an economy. That can't do social distancing. That can't require masks, but the COVID can. So they'll keep adding the numbers up, keep adding those flu numbers up, toss it onto the COVID numbers, and there you go. You got a shutdown. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. Back tomorrow with John Stadmiller. Stay tuned for Keith Rogers, Perception Management. We will talk again. Good night.
In combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.